a bit disastrous. Right. Hello, everybody. Oh, wait, the thing's not finished. Hello, everybody. Are you excited?
A little bit. Yeah.
A little bit excited.
Just a little.
So, I just want to ask a quick question. Are you ready for a little bit of ballet? Oh my god, everyone with headphones on is just fuming at the TV. Right, so in case this one's a little bit different. So if you're watching on YouTube, you can probably already see I'm in some like ghetto house.
Sick interior design.
Yeah. And I'm actually here with my sister, who is Ellie.
Ellie.
It's obviously me.
Yeah. And then her girlfriend Becky.
That's me.
And we're here to have a great time.
We're just here. You said I'm Maria. I was like, who?
No, Maria. And we're here, and the topic of this one is gays versus lesbians, because I'm a lesbian.
And I'm a gay man.
And they're gay men. No, but like, when I wrote that, it does seem like a little bit of a fight, but we're not going to have a fight.
Are we not fighting? No, because I signed up for a cage fight.
I was thinking, like, we could do a little bit, like, some, like, things, but...
Pay extra on our OnlyFans for a fight after the podcast.
And, sorry, I keep interrupting you, but another thing. So we've added a few, like, funky things to the sound. Oh, wait, no,
funky things?
Yeah, just a few, like, fun things. So the last time...
Are we in the 70s?
Last time... I just added. Where is it? Sorry, I can't find it. Where is it? Come on.
To be honest, I've not actually listened to your podcast, so these will be new to me.
Oh, piss off, you!
I know.
Where is it?
I'm trying to support the cause.
The GC. Oh, it's behind you. Wait. Sorry, everybody. Are you ready?
No.
We've had that. We've already done that. We've been through that one. But this is one that we've added. Right, and guys, we've just had some technical difficulties. I'm not gonna lie. It's slightly quiet, so if you can't hear it. Well, I don't really know what to suggest.
Just turn up your volume.
Yeah,
just turn up your volume.
If you can't hear it, then you can't hear it. But I just like...
Lesbian! I think it's enough.
It is a little bit funny.
The reference is from the excellent film Bridesmaids.
Yeah, so if you've not seen that... Well, actually, no, don't go and see that. Just carry on listening to this podcast, actually.
Yeah, don't interrupt things to go and watch Bridesmaids.
Yeah, definitely not. Right, so, guys, what we do on my podcast... You best feel like... Happy because you're like my first...
I know, I'm a bit excited.
Yeah, a little bit excited, a little bit fun. So we go through the topic. This one is gays versus lesbians, we've already said. So if you're watching at home... Oh, what the fuck? If you're watching at home, who do I think I am? Oh, all of
the
you watching...
At, yeah. Oh, no, it's with a podcast.
If you're watching on YouTube, me and Ellie are going to arm wrestle, so that'll be fun.
To be honest, at first when you told me, I obviously didn't think we were going to fight, but I thought...
Something
I was meant to insult gay men.
It was some sort of like rip-off.
Of have just prepared a lot of really awful homophobic things to say.
Fair enough,
but I'll try.
Like, why not? We love a bit of that. Yeah, we love a bit of homophobia. So then,
this is the place for it.
Yeah, fully. So we've got the topic, and then we answer some questions. We've got a lot of lovely questions from our lovely little...
I'm excited.
Should I give a name to for people that listen?
Yeah,
oh
go
my
on.
God, like your
what
fan
can
club.
We think of? What can we think?
Beligdans.
Beligdans.
Beligdans. Oh, it sounds like a foot disease.
Yeah.
What can we think of?
Little I don't know. Bit. Why don't they tell you what they want?
Oh, do you know what, Kat? Do you know what, Becky? Are you my manager?
I'm your manager.
Oh my
God. I know.
Right
then.
Right,
call me
guys,
Becky Beligde.
Let me know what you want to be called. No, I think that knocks me a bit sick, I'm not going to lie.
Well, that's what all the celebs do, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I know, but I'm not a celeb.
Is it? Maybe it's a prerequisite. Maybe that's what you
maybe.
Need.
Maybe. I don't know what that word means.
Well, just ask them. Just ask them.
Right, Max guys, what do you want to... Right, firstly, what do you want to be called, if anything? Secondly, if you just think I'm a twat and that's an annoying thing to say, just block me.
No, just
fine.
Submit
just,
that. Yeah. Submit Max is a twat.
Yeah.
They can go
that,
to me.
Send that to belegday.questions@gmail.com. So then after that, we'll have another little break after we've answered your questions, and then we're going to talk about something a little bit serious.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, just something a little bit serious, and then we always finish with something that we like and something that we don't like. So
right.
I've not been doing the soundboard right. Something that we like. Oh my god. Wait. Oh, isn't that really cute?
It's nice. It's like a text.
Yeah. And then something that we don't like.
No.
Okay.
That's better than the.
I like that.
Yeah. No. I've fully like exited the because it was
I
just
also would be a massive fan of Fuck Off, Gillian McKay.
Oh yeah.
I do like
yeah.
That one.
I feel like that's definitely got to be a contender. So. I've got a little, usually when they see at home, they can't, like, see my notes. They can't see anything.
This is like behind the curtain.
Yeah, so you can see I've got a little book. Well, you can't see if you're listening, but I'm holding up a little book.
It's like a little school exercise book that you have in primary school.
Yeah, so like when I do exams, I get, do you know, like little exercise? Yeah, like, are they called an exercise book?
Exercise book, yeah.
So it's like little coloured book with like lines. Sorry, I don't know why I'm explaining it as if no one's heard of it. But I get them all and then I turn each exam that I've got into a little book. And this this time I didn't have to do any revision because all my uni exams were online and they were, I had 24 hours.
The answers.
Yeah, so I had 24 hours to do them. So I was like, oh, bish, bash, bosh, easy. Don't need to revise. Absolutely sound. Guys, I did bang average. I had
That's
24
really
hours.
Did you not use that to just like treat?
Becky, I cheated to
of
death.
How would you not use that to cheat? Well, I don't know. They're
absolutely
basically
cheated.
Asking you to cheat.
I literally cheated. You've never said, do you know cheaters in the zoo?
Yeah.
Didn't cheat as much as me.
I thought you were going to talk about that old ITV2 show, you might not know this because you're foreign, called Cheaters, where that American man would go, it was like pre-catfish, this is where I'm showing my age.
Okay, yeah,
honestly,
I was going to say, I haven't got a
go on YouTube, just search Cheaters, it's very odd.
You say Cheetahs, like
no,
Cheetah?
Like, not like
cheetah.
The Cheetahs. Not like the Cheetah Girls.
Cheaters.
Like Cheetahs.
Right, okay.
Like adulterers.
Oh, right, yeah.
And this is American, I feel like I've seen
oh, absolutely,
this.
Yeah. And you'd you'd text him or you'd fax him, I don't know what you'd fax him, and you'd be like, my man's cheating on me. And then he would go around.
Oh, wait.
And he'd have a big old school recorder and a torch.
I'm having flashbacks. Yeah. I think I know
they'd
what you're
like
about.
They'd be like canoodling in a car and he'd like knock on and be like with his torch and his old camcorder like, you're
I
a
think
cheater.
It, yeah,
yeah,
I
it's
think
great.
I know
it's like well before Apple had Find My, so you literally had to do it through like a
phone.
This is before actual cameras.
This is like black
phones.
And white TV.
Oh, fuck
pretty
that.
Much, yeah.
Right, well, basically, long story short, I did absolutely average and I had 24 hours to cheat. I literally copied and pasted the answers to the questions that they'd given us, and somehow on one I got 60.
That's cheating too much, though.
Yeah,
no,
you can't,
but like,
that's like
no,
plagiarism.
Yeah, but like it was an exam, so they said like, "Oh, I can't be asked."
You can't just copy
guys,
and paste.
Back to the topic. Yeah, no. Back to the topic. Right. So,
also, if you don't know, Max writes like a kind of like a 17-year-old girl in 1999 with a multicoloured set of scented gel pens. That is literally defined.
That is
exactly how you write.
I'm not gonna
it's
lie.
Very bubbly and cute.
Yeah. And this was like, rushed as well, but it's actually really
You've got
neat,
some colour coordination
yeah, you're,
as well.
You're,
I should see it.
For those
like,
for those who can't see it, like is in green and don't
this.
Like is in red.
Oh, yeah. That's,
honestly, when
oh,
he revises, it's physically painful to watch. Because as a reviser, when I was at school, I would just read shit and then just remember it.
No,
whereas Max
me.
Writes everything out 10,000 times.
Yeah.
It takes a very long time.
Guys, I also just want to point out, can you notice the difference between mine and my sister's accents? Like, she went to uni in Bristol and so did I, but I just don't think I'm better than everybody else, so I don't like put on an accent when I'm speaking.
Right.
I'm proud of where I come from, and then therefore
first of all you slate where we come from repeatedly.
No, I do not.
Yes,
I,
you
if
do.
You listen to the podcast, I actually said it's a very nice place.
Why would you lie
sun?
Like that though?
It is in the sun, it's got cobbles.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the only redeeming
right,
feature.
No, right, everybody, on. We've not spoke about the topic once and we're nearly 10
sorry,
minutes
yeah,
in.
Sorry, yeah, so
right.
We're gay.
Firstly, we're a little bit gay.
Yeah.
A little bit gay, little bit...
I love it.
Right, so, firstly, I want to do an intro to you. So, Ellie, how long have we known each other?
Since 1999.
Yeah, lovely.
Yeah, and when Max was born, I had this diary that only has one page in it that says, tonight my brother was born, he is called Max. He is pink. I love him.
Oh! Why are you pink?
It's so cute. Because you were just born.
You were just born. You're like
pink?
Fresh out.
Little full-on little ball
little
sack.
Raisin. Little raisin.
Little scrotum baby.
Yeah, pretty much. No, you were
so,
like a little sweet potato.
Oh, that's all right then. Becky, yeah. How long have I known you now? I actually can't, I was trying to think.
We're like, so Ellie and I have been like together like a little over 5.5 years. So we're
wow.
like, I know, it's like I've grown grey hairs.
Yeah.
In that time.
I can see.
Thanks. Yeah. I'm choosing not to dye it because in my life I'm thinking I'm going to turn into like Morticia Adams, but I'm
oh,
not.
Right,
I'm
okay.
just going to go like grey
yeah,
and
first.
Black.
No,
yeah.
Okay. I'll
yeah.
leave her then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we've known each other. We've all known
it's
each other.
It's like
quite
a long
time. And also like us three, like we do like little things together, don't we? Little
yeah.
like
family holidays,
little
holidays,
you know,
trips
chats,
to the mall,
group chats, little
which
like,
by the way
lipstick.
Goes off like multiple times a day.
Oh,
like
yeah.
I feel like I text you more than
oh,
I text
yeah,
most
really,
of my friends.
Really, yeah, absolutely. And yeah. our group chat is called
no,
right,
no, we
so,
can't write.
Our group chat is called Hardcore Lovartics for Demi Lovato.
I
pressed two at once, but
get that out of my face.
I know.
Big Demi stands.
Yeah, back in the day. Not so much.
Yeah, we're not gonna. That's for another day. I'm gonna do a whole topic on Demi Lovato.
We'll be back for Demi Lovato.
Right, so first little bit. So talking about coming out. So as we know, like if you, well, obviously you don't listen to my podcast. But
I listened to your first one.
All right, thanks. Fuck you. So if I get questions all the time about like coming out, and obviously I feel like it's different from like my perspective to yours, and I wanted to know if you think it's easier for gays or lesbians, because I had this thought process before that's really deep. It shows how intelligent I am.
Yeah. Okay.
So society. Have you heard of him?
I did sociology at GCSE.
Right, okay, so you're familiar. Yeah. So society is built to favour men, yeah? We're all in agreement.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Shut up.
What?
Shut the fuck up.
No way.
Shut up. Oh. Right, so society is built to favour men.
Yeah.
And, well, straight men, straight white men in particular.
That's a given.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
So I feel like, to an extent, coming out as gay is a bigger, like almost like treason against society, because you're taking what straight white men stand for and completely flipping it on its head. Whereas a girl coming out as a lesbian, I feel like, is almost like saying to a straight white man, like, number one, they usually think you're doing it for their pleasure because they're fucking gross.
Yeah.
And number two, it's like, oh, I like girls as well. So like, we have more to talk about.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. Wait. What? Can you hear that?
What? Fuck off. What are you
going
to say?
It's the sound of a white man saying that his experience is automatically worse than a woman.
Shut up. Piss off. No. I was not saying that. I was throwing out that sociological,
Maxim vintage society.
Yeah. So I thought, what are your thoughts on that? So go on.
First of all, I also think there's a massive generational difference, because even though there's only 7 years and I'm so sprightly in my face, and
there is no filter on this video,
on all of this. little bitch. So even though there's like only 7 years between us, it's a massive difference in terms of like, in terms of society's attitudes towards gay people. So I think it's even more different for us to say, as lesbians, what it's like coming out for us, because we've also got the generational difference as well.
Also too, just to add to that, so for those of you who don't know me, because none of you know me, I'm from a little place on the other side of the world called New Zealand, where it's a little bit different coming out in New Zealand as well.
It's very different.
To like coming out in, say, like a city like London.
So in what ways is it different?
You have to say I'm a lesbian.
So first of all, no one really understands the word. I don't know. It's just like, I think, like, from like a legal perspective in New Zealand, we're quite like forward thinking. Like, we were one of the first countries to like legalize gay marriage and like all of that kind of stuff. But really, societally, like, it's still
not a different bag. Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes, like, I remember when you went, you told me like everyone's like massively racist.
Oh, I had in my it's very much the epitome of casual everything-ism and everything-ist. So it's like,
what does that mean?
Like, instead, do you know, like casual racism and casual homophobia? So it's not necessarily hate crimes.
Yeah.
It's just like my consistent microaggressions and people being little bitches.
And that's not to say that like loads of people aren't super cool. Like, to be honest, like
everywhere
when I came out, all my friends were like
there.
Super, super cool with it. I think it's just growing up. And I think this is like to your earlier point, Ellie, around like generational gaps. Is like, personally, like, I don't identify with the term like lesbian, because for me, that's such like a slur, if you will. So like, I don't refer to myself
as being
a
lesbian. We spoke about this before, because like for me, like the word gay, even like I still hear people now like say it as like not necessarily an insult, but an adjective.
Well, like, that's well
yeah. And then I feel like it is like a bad word, which is weird because like I'm so proud
of being
gay.
I've had to ask my friends, and bear in mind, like, we're like 28, 29 years old. I've had to sit them down and be like, can you just stop saying that's well gay that? Not because it annoys me, but because as soon as someone says it, every straight person looks at you.
That's my thing as well. Personally,
that's what makes me feel
it
like
doesn't
shit.
Really get like it doesn't it genuinely doesn't really bother me that much. When I feel like it should, but probably because I've been brought up with it. Like
I've even said it sometimes.
Exactly. So like I feel like we've just been brought up with it. But like you said, when it's in like a like situation, everyone's looking at me, and yeah, I love attention, but I can't be asked with all that. It's just uncomfortable.
I think it's different for everyone though, like coming out. Like I don't think it's a like a gay versus lesbian thing. Like I think everyone's like environment is different.
I think we can speak to like what we had. So I think as well, ours was a bit different because we came out very differently in terms of the family. As in I didn't.
Yeah.
I just used to show up.
I just turned up at Christmas wearing a big gay t-shirt.
Guys, I can't just a big gay t-shirt.
I was like, I'm with lesbian.
Guys, Elliot, I fully did not know that you were a lesbian till like ages. Yeah, like till like 3 weeks ago, honestly. No, but like
I told my mum to tell you.
Yeah, but she didn't for like ages.
That is such a classic
job, because obviously your ex-girlfriend would like come over and I fully thought she was just your mate for like years until you like left uni. And then I'd say, I don't know actually if it were that far. And then one day,
might have been.
And then one day she did tell me, and I was literally floored. I was like, "You are kidding me!" I was like, "I don't believe that one." Like, you must
so
be
funny.
Taking the piss.
Max once, I know you don't want to hear this, sweet pea, but Max once walked in on a compromising situation.
Did I?
And
oh my god!
Please, let's tell.
Oh my god! Oh.
I know, it's awful, it's awful.
As much as I'd love to hear more stories about you and your ex, let's move on.
Oh my god, I don't think there is. Do you know what?
There's not.
Get that out of my face.
No, it wasn't in your face, hon.
I'm fucking up,
It wasn't that bad. Oh, it was bad enough for me to be like, but not like...
Well, I can't tell you how much I had no idea. And I was just like, oh yeah, Ellie, like... is like independent, like she don't want a boyfriend, like that's fine.
She's a strong, independent woman.
So like how Ellie came out was very much just like, oh, like I'll tell this person. She didn't tell anybody.
Did you know that when our mum got remarried,
she
was absolutely hammered at the end of the wedding in a wedding dress. She walked into the toilets, cornered my best mate Rachel, got into a cubicle with her and was like, is Ellie a lesbian?
Really?
Yeah, did you not know that? No. And then Rachel literally said, you'll have to ask her. And I was like, oh, classic Rach.
How old
could have
were
just
you
do
then?
Me a solid and say no.
How old were you then?
19?
Ellie, that's insane to me because you weren't 19, 20 at her wedding.
You were like 16, weren't you?
Yeah.
No.
I wasn't even there.
Martha wasn't born.
You did my hair.
Wasn't like, she your bridesmaid?
You used to do my hair when I had real long hair for the wedding. And like, I was in like primary school still.
Yeah, I know.
You what? All right then. Right, my time was
on. But then I lied. So I said no.
Yeah, well, obviously.
And then she cornered me again. Our mum is the class. She's actually very clever. It's a clever technique. If you ever want an uncomfortable conversation with someone, trap them physically. Like,
She's literally like, she has this cupboard in the kitchen and she just rams me right through the door.
I mean, honestly. I didn't quite get that treatment. I meant more like, she'd put us in a car and lock the door and then she'd ask you on the motorway, you can't escape. You can't escape from a toilet cubicle in a public environment.
Ellie, I'm not going to lie,
she
don't do this to me. I think you're just a very emotionally closed off person.
Maybe we need to have a talk. Yeah.
She trapped you in the shower. Wait, I fully that went over my head just then.
I was in the shower. And she sat with her back against the door being like, are you gay? And I was like, leave me alone.
So that
happened a few times. And then it was only afterwards when I split up from my ex-girlfriend that I did tell her, and she shouted, I'm not a fucking idiot. And she doesn't swear.
Yeah, I know.
She was like, I obviously know you've been in a relationship for 3 years. And I was like,
I didn't have this. I was like...
You would have said that.
I was like, her best mate. I was like, they are the best mates ever. They have sleepovers all the time. She comes home from uni with her. I was like, wow, like, I want a friend like that. Fuck me. Right.
Yeah.
But
then, I didn't say anything. It was only when I was with Becky that I introduced you to my mum, and I called her and I told her that I was seeing someone. And then even my dad, I didn't actually tell my dad. I was driving to the cinema on my own with my dad. So this is like, I was like out to my friends till I was like 19. And when did we meet? How old were you? 23?
22. Yeah.
It's like basically like a few years. And we were driving from the cinema and my dad just went, that New Zealand girl moved in with you then. And I was like, yeah.
Which, by the way, brings us on to another topic, what? Which is like,
let
we
me
moved.
Let me finish my sentence. Jesus.
Sorry, have you not spoken enough in the last 5 minutes?
Right,
I thought this was meant to be.
Right, no. Right, I knew before happening that this would happen, so I'm going to put my foot down right now and say this is my podcast. You're not allowed to bicker, okay?
Okay.
We've only got, look, we're 20 minutes in, we're not even halfway through the topic.
Right.
No time for bickering.
Are people not here for 2 hours? Do they not listen for 2 hours?
They probably will, because like the people that listen to this podcast are sick. Yeah. But also, not many people have 2 hours to spare.
It's true. So. It's 2020. Shit's busy.
Right, carry on. What were you saying?
Oh, I just said it'd be cheap rent, and he was like, "Yeah, well, that's a good financial investment." And I was like,
"See,
that was
it. Like, whereas me, it were complete one. I did a 4180. Like,
you also got taken out for a coming out tea. I was livid."
Yeah, but you didn't come out. So we were in New Zealand. Right, so you were number one on the other side of the world. Number two, you didn't come out, and you're like, why didn't they take me out for a coming out tea to Darwin?
I would have appreciated a voucher.
Right, so I've spoke about it before, but when I did it, I was just like, I actually told mother, I'm not going to cut. Right, so basically, guys, embarrassing confession. It's going to happen. I don't care, because I'm going to end up slipping up.
No,
I'm going to end up slipping up.
This is embarrassing.
Guys,
my work
ready?
Friends already rag me for
guys,
this. This is a big confession.
I know it is, but
she yells at me all the time. Look at her face.
I know. It's a bit
embarrassing.
It's right, so our mum makes us I can't say it.
Do you want me to?
Makes us call her Big Tits. No.
She's not. She's not.
No, she makes us call her mummy.
Mummy.
Cat's out of the bag.
No, but like when we were little, I remember being an absolute maverick, thinking it's time, I'm 5, I'm ready. Like, I'm going to say mum. And she wouldn't respond to
it. No, she ignores us.
But she completely ignores us. So this has gone on for so long now. I think the worst thing is, as well, obviously we've got mummy. We call my dad. Daddy, we do.
Oh, no.
And it's awful, because when people see him ring my phone, I can see him be like, oh. And I'm like, no, it's my father.
I
we
don't.
Say father
it's
more,
honestly,
actually.
I call him by his
we
first name,
Glenn.
I'm not going to lie, because it upsets me.
We either call him Glenn or father. Or daddy, but never dad. But father's become more like
father.
A father.
I do more of a father. In public once, I was in a shop, and I said daddy, and it upset me to my core.
I know.
It really knocked me sick left.
I just like, think, are you guys going to be like 50?
I
and
think
still
so, because I'm
21.
She's like 40. It's like, it's got to the point where it's going to happen, and it is happening. I'm upset.
It is 40 comments. It is pretty bad, and I know it is, but we've moved on, and our younger sister's doing the same thing, and like, once, I feel you get to a certain age, you cannot go back.
No, you can't go back, because it's natural. I'm in the house and I'm like, mummy, and
mummy.
Then I'm like, oh god.
And it's only when we talk to each other. So if I'm talking to friends or colleagues, I wouldn't be like, I was speaking to my mummy on the phone.
Yeah, I say my
weird.
Mom.
I'd say my mum. But when me and Max are talking, so that one time we were sat in Westfields and we were like, yeah, daddy's right, dick. Done this. Yeah, my mum's right, idiot. Mummy. And like, I was like, oh, people are actually like listening to these two grunts.
Like, I can't believe you both have just like,
It is
like,
a big reveal. My work friends found out because mummy rang me. See, I just did it because my mum rang me on my phone, and they were like, mummy. And I just had to clarify that it absolutely wasn't Becky. I saved in my phone.
The fact that they thought it was me in the first place.
It is grim, but like you
that's
said,
that's a
like,
big reveal. That's
I know,
a lot of
guys.
Do you feel like
I've
it's
way
off your shoulders?
Nah, I've revealed way more to these geezers.
That's
like,
true.
On my TikTok, I'm fully
diesel
just there.
Diesel geezers. Did we tell you about diesel geezers?
No, what?
Oh my god!
The other day, I said like, because we've got a dog. He's beautiful. I wanted him in here, but Max said no. But that's another thing.
You were making too much noise.
Yeah,
fuck
that's
the dog.
True.
Yeah. I love dogs. I'm sorry. I just said that. No,
it's a hate crime. You can't do that.
But yeah, so a dog was walking past, and instead of saying a dog's come in, because I didn't want our dog to know, I was like, a DOG is coming. And Becky looked at me completely seriously and went, diesel geezers. And I was like, that's not a
diesel
geezers.
That's what, guys, right, Becky's just come up with the name for what you're all called.
Diesel
geezers.
DOGs. Right, guys, we need to get back to this topic.
But yeah,
So this
There's
is a question.
So many actual great things to say as well.
Yeah. What do what? Oh wait. I didn't say. So when I came out, I I posted it all online, bish, bash, bosh. Everybody knew.
You also text me, because I was in New Zealand and it was nighttime, and you messaged me saying, I remember distinctly waking up and getting a message saying, I am, and then in capitals, very gay. I responded saying, lol, same. Which I think summarises our, like, inability
to really nice. Yeah. Conversation.
Well, I told, right, so I don't know if you probably do know this, because I think I told, oh, I'm going to say mother, because I can't say a woman, it's not going to be said. I told mother at Christmas that I was bisexual. Because I'd just been in a relationship with a girl for a year.
And she was pretty, which was surprising.
Yeah, she was really pretty.
What do you mean it's surprising? Fuck off. Oh, sorry for swearing.
Get that out of my face.
Shut up, I'm pretty. Anyway.
You are. You would have had lovely children.
Yeah, not happening.
No.
And then I told her I was like, I'm bisexual. She literally saw that I was absolute manic state. And she was like, Max, calm down. Do your exams. Think about it, and I'm glad that she did, because by the time I did my exams and thought about it, I was like, I'm gay. Yeah. I'm really gay. Wait.
Lesbian!
Oh. That didn't really work, but I enjoyed it anyway. But yeah, so then I remember being sat in my last exam, because I promised her I'd wait until after my exams, because she was like, you might get bullied or something, who knows, and it might like fuck up my exams. Yeah. I keep swearing, sorry. Sponsor me. I'm sorry, companies. If you want to give me money, that's fine. I promise I'll not swear.
You can beep them out.
Yeah, but I can't be bothered. That's editing. No, if someone pays me, I'll beep it out. I'll bleep it out. I don't give one. Right.
Yeah. You could do a little blurt, blurt over a swear word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Quite a good idea. That's really good.
Yeah. Right. So I just posted it online and I was waiting in my last exam. I'm like, I can't wait. I just need to do it. Well, it's not that I couldn't wait, but I just wanted it over with. And then I just posted it online and it was all like bish, bash, bosh.
I remember seeing that post because I remember going to Ellie because Ellie
dramatic.
Hadn't told me the text.
Oh.
You hadn't told me the text. So I got up in the mornings, getting ready to go for work, and I was like, have you seen Max's post? And I was like, oh my God. But it had like so many likes, so I was like, I need to be fine.
Cuties.
Whereas me, I was like sweating over changing my interested in on Facebook.
You did, Becky came out to her parents via Skype because she was in England.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, I did. Yeah, I came out to.
I feel like that's
Came out to my dad over a call and he was like, yep. I know. Yeah. I know about that.
To be honest.
Like, I remember what your hair used to be like.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Literally, if anyone saw me when I was like 14, it is no surprise that
you
I am
like
gay.
A baby Justin Bieber dressed up
100%.
As a basketball player.
Actually, I just saw
going to
a
an
photo.
All-women's golf tournament.
I just saw a photo of me from when I was 14, which literally I had like a Karen haircut. Honestly,
Max.
I was like a 40-year-old woman.
I've seen all these.
Yeah. My t-shirt said.
No, this is.
Is it hot in here or is it just me?
No!
Yeah.
Is it hot in here is on one boob or is it
just
me is on the other boob?
I know.
Get that out of my face.
Honestly. But actually, the worst part about that t-shirt was not what it said. It was the fact that it looks like it was two t-shirts in one because it had a little white cap.
I'm
going to
need this picture. I'm going to need this picture to post on the podcast.
Honestly, it's
Instagram
totally
account.
Yeah.
I'm
going to
need it.
I own it, honestly.
I'm
going to
need it.
I have gotten ID'd more for alcohol since I was over 18 than before I was
well,
over
18. Well, you looked old. You looked fully old woman.
Yeah. I once saw a picture, because as well in New Zealand.
I used to wear pearls, ladies and gents. Like, I was 16 wearing pearls. Not ironically. I had pearl earrings, pearl necklace.
Oh, it's so funny.
Yeah.
New Zealand's fashion in general is like 10 years behind the UK.
Hey.
So she once showed me a family picture. And I was really confused because I thought she was her mum in the 80s. And I was like, this quote is phenomenal. And then I realised it was actually like 2001 and it was Becky.
My mum loves the quote when people say, like, you guys look like sisters, but for the wrong reasons for me.
Yeah, because Becky's wearing 3/4 length linen trousers. And like got the whole daggers at the back.
And please, for those of you listening, just go onto the YouTube to see what I look like now, because I promise you, I do not look like that now.
And those of you that can't listen, Becky's 7 foot tall. No, that's it. Just to put an image inside of your mind, she's wearing cargo shorts right now.
And Crocs.
Yeah, and Crocs. Yeah. She's 7 foot tall and she's got a buzz cut. Anyway.
100%.
Right, so next part. What do you think is the biggest difference between gay people and lesbians?
Oh.
And like we've got to kind of like.
I think it's
rapid
a classic D&V.
What?
Not diarrhea and vomiting.
D&V.
I know I said that, sorry, I work in health. I shouldn't have said
you
that.
You made me feel a bit sick.
Okay,
then.
Right, you take I'm gonna collect what I think it is, but you go first, Becky.
Right.
Well, I've just drawn a mind blank.
Right, right. Go on, Ellie, you go, go, go.
Okay, so I think there is, I think first of all, it's a multi-tiered answer.
Oh my God.
Because you've got this different stereotypes.
Okay then.
So I think that in general, even though gay men are not as accepted by your classic like books, but also only a specific type of lesbian is accepted by your classic blokes.
Like, basically, you're super femme.
Yeah. And again, it's the whole, like, if lesbians are lesbians for a straight male's pleasure, then that's okay. But in general, there's, like, actually been, like, studies into it and people looking back at the media in terms of, like, gay men getting a level of acceptance in terms of, like, media in general, like, be that, like, TV and film. All that came, like, in the, excuse me, like, the 90s and, like, the early 2000s. There was, like, so much about, like, gay men in the media. Not all good, very stereotypical, but in terms of, like, female, like, same-sex, like, basically exposure, there really isn't as much in comparison.
Basically, we always get killed off as well.
Well, there is that as well.
Guys, so I'm so lost.
I'm literally so lost.
You look so
Right.
Basically, I'm saying,
what's the difference then?
The gay men are so much more accepted in general society through the media than gay women are.
Oh, yeah, defo.
But by that, I mean all of gay, so hyper camp gay men often get a shit end of the stick a lot.
But, like, look at Queer Eye, like Jonathan Van Ness, like, he's like a full-on celeb.
But if you look at very butch women, they're often hated within the lesbian community. They're often hated within, like, straight men don't like them because they don't interest them at all. They threaten them. Straight women do not like lesbians. They love gay men. A camp gay man, straight women, like, look at Hindus in gay bars.
Hello there, it's Max talking in the future whilst editing this, because I realise that for some reason the microphone decided to do a little bit of a mumble-wumble around this part, and you can't actually tell what we're saying. So I thought it was important to just make this little bit cutie note to tell you what we actually said, which was that we don't think all straight people think like this, and that they're just stereotypes that people put out there. Like, for me, the majority of my mates are straight because I find most gay people well annoying. I'm gay myself and I know that I'm annoying as tits. So yeah, just thought I'd insert this in there and then we'll just carry on with what we were saying where the microphone decided to be normal again.
Say is like, look at gay bars. There are no lesbian spaces
there
anywhere.
There actually isn't. I find
there's
it insane.
There's one gay bar in London. There's one lesbian bar in London. And it's a terrifying place.
Yeah.
It's LA. Very small.
So there's a lesbian bar in Manchester. Back before I had my hair cut like this. I used to have my hair, like, down, didn't I?
You do look a bit like a lesbian.
Guys,
We had the same haircut for a
while. Yeah, I swear to God. So, it's a lesbian-only bar. I was on a night out with my friend, won't say her name to, like, expose her, but she was like, she just got really fucked, and she was like, oh, like, I reckon I might want to, like, try something with a girl. So I was like, okay then, lovely. Like, whatever floats your boat, let's go, like, we can try this lesbian bar. And then we were queuing up, and then this guy tried to get in, and they were like, no, like, it's girls only. Guys, no hesitation, I waltzed into them. I waltzed in my denim jacket. Literally, they didn't bat an eyelid. And I for some reason, kind of thought that it were going to happen, because, like, she said, I remember I'd really closely, like, shaven, so there were no stubble there.
You're a rugged man. You are smooth as a newborn baby.
And I just waltzed straight into there. No questions asked.
Do you remember when we did that face swap and we looked like an adorable lesbian couple?
Yeah.
That was funny. But yeah, there's no, like, because, like I said, there's a She Bar in London, but if you think about the whole of Canal Street, the literal gay villages in Manchester and London, and there's one tiny space for lesbians. And She
and the
Bar
was
in London,
tiny.
It's as big as this room.
Yeah.
And it's, like, in an actual dungeon below ground, and it's sweaty, and the music's intense.
I've actually never,
like,
been.
It's not a fun place to go to. It's, like, it's just...
It's like, if you go into a gay bar, and it's typically straight women and gay men. Like, that's, like, last
or
night
if
I
we
was...
go into gay bars... We get
called out all
look
the time.
Like a stereotypical lesbian, according to a man, that I literally get called, like, I've been called straight girl. Like, it's an insult, just like, oh, all right, straight girl, what are you doing here? And it's like, I'm allowed to be in a gay bar.
100%.
But yeah, even if I've been with my friends, I've got a lot of gay friends through work, and, like, you know, we're the only. we would be a group of women, predominantly gay women, and we'd be the only ones in like a gay bar, and it would be assumed that we were all straight,
yeah,
and a bunch of
like
cackling hags that were there, like.
Like I can only like liken it to this one experience that I had when I first moved to Bristol. I don't even know. I would probably like, for some reason, people used to think just by looking at me that I was straight. Don't know what they were looking at. But I was in a gay bar in Bristol, and this guy started. I was in the bathroom, and this guy started shouting at me like, "What the fuck are you doing in here?" Like blah blah blah. And then my friend had to like come, and he was like, "He is well gay. Like, what are you on about?" Yeah. But I was literally like, how can we expect, like, straight... I get it, because it's a weird argument, isn't it? Because it's like, how can we expect straight people to, like, take us in if we don't accept them also?
Totally, yeah.
But also, it's like, this is our space. You have every other space.
Yeah, you've got everything.
So it's that
give
fine
us one
balance.
Fucking room.
Yeah, it's
the
that,
thing
that
for me
balance.
Is, like, honestly, I just think, like, everyone should be able to do what they want to do in any space.
I mean, yeah.
Right, do you know what,
within reason, yeah.
Shall we?
Should we just do it?
Yeah, should we just do it?
What are we about to do? Get in a space? Have I missed it? The job?
We're going to... I don't understand what's happening.
I'm naked right now in case anybody... No, this is my sister...
What is happening?
I was trying to do, like, a weird job.
You guys have talked
about
mummy being naked. Kids, like your ex-girlfriend, him walking in on you in a compromising position.
Oh my
position.
God, this is not what I've.
This is not what
be.
Your Beligdians signed up for.
Beligdians.
It's definitely not what I signed up for.
I mean, it's not what I signed up for, but
right.
There we are.
Do you have
Can
any
we talk
more
about the obvious though?
What?
Like the fact that like lesbians get together in like 3 months versus like.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah. So for the fact that, can I just tell a story?
Yeah, go on.
So I knew, this is kind of sweet. Well, I hope people think it's sweet and not creepy, but who knows? I knew that I fell in love with Ellie like 2 months into our relationship. I told her I loved her, and she didn't tell me back for like 6 months.
I think I was like,
but
thank you.
She actually said, "Are you having a panic attack?" Because I think I came home and like completely freaked out.
Oh, I went to brush my teeth. She was stressing me out. She was getting all worked up, being like, "I need to." And I was like, right, just deal with whatever this. I'm going to go and brush my teeth. And I came back and she's like, "I love you." And I was like, "Thank you."
That's so awkward.
But the point is, she moved in with me after like 6 months.
Get that cheap rent.
Yeah. No, but it's like, I see it so commonly, like I can't, like, when ballet day. I every relationship that I've had has been like, at the very most, I can't even, no, like, 6 months without breaking
drama.
Up. Without drama, yeah.
Lesbian relationships are intense.
It's like
dog
years.
Well. It's
yeah,
literally,
it
yeah, it is like dog years.
That's
it's
why,
mad.
Have you heard the phrase U-Haul lesbians, which is a bit American?
Like, you like get your stuff to move in.
Like,
yeah,
you bring the U-Haul
away.
To the first yeah.
Because we did,
yeah.
We met
totally
in February.
Did.
Becky thinks we're official and like, Feb's, but it was like a few months in. And then, yeah, we moved in together in that October.
That's mental to me. I cannot physically.
I emigrated to New Zealand
Ellie,
the
that's
next
crazy.
Year.
Yeah, and literally, like, we were planning for you to come with me before we had even been together.
For me
a year.
To come?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be nice.
No, it bloody wouldn't.
Plot twist!
No!
Yeah, but, like, it is so crazy. I cannot imagine moving in with someone.
And we were, like, your age. Well, we were, like, a couple of years older, but we were, like, your age.
We just have so many feelings. Like, my friend, I'm not going to name her, so she can remain nameless, was seeing someone, not even full relationship, seeing someone for a couple of months,
yeah.
Who, she's going to listen to this and be fuming, who then had to move to another country very far away. And then they still spoke to each other, like, every day for months after. And even now they still speak weekly. And it's really sweet. And they're the loveliest people. And it's so sad that they've been, like, pulled apart. But you know no gay man ain't doing that.
No, absolutely not.
Like,
within minutes. Like, I was speaking to somebody in Newcastle, and I was just like, the second that we like left, like obviously we had like feelings for each other and everything, but I was just like, let's just be real, like we need to I had to have a conversation with him where I was like, you're going here, I'm going here, like it's just not happening.
No,
whereas
lesbians just, we will send smoke signals of poetry across countries.
I think it's because like when you find someone through like the sea of like, because I'm the classic like falling in love with a straight girl.
Yeah.
Right, so when you find somebody that like reciprocates even a little bit,
yeah.
You're like, oh, I'm a grab onto that.
Yeah,
grab onto
that.
It,
Sink
and now you're like nearly 6 years on. You're like, oh shit.
What's happened?
Well, I just don't have anyone that likes me. And I reckon I'm up, but yeah, I'm okay with that though. How many tumultuous relate? Well, only two really. But
I'm so impressed with you using the word tumultuous.
Oh yeah, oh,
I'm actually really impressed with you. Have you been here for a couple of months? You've not found someone?
Yeah, I know. Like
you're a look at serial. Me. You are.
You're a serial monogamist.
I know. No,
you're
no,
a
no.
Serial monogamist.
So I say this to all my friends. Like I will absolutely not give a shit and like do whatever when I'm single. And then the second that I have this inkling of feelings for someone, like, I'm like, oh my god!
Then you turn into a lesbian.
Yes,
you actually do.
Yes.
A little bit.
Get me into that club because I'll get in. I'll say, look at me. But like,
wait, where's the thing?
Which one?
Lesbian. Ah!
That's fun. Yeah, but it's mad to me. Like, and like also the differences between like this is also probably plays into that is that like gay relationships are so heavily fueled by sex, whereas lesbians are more like getting
no,
to know
well,
someone.
No, see, no, there's a misconception. Stereotype. Oh. And so I have one of my notes. I tried to write some notes. One of my things that I did say is that people always assume the women are all just feelings. Women can be disgusting.
No, I know that. I live with 8 women in Newcastle, and they're all absolutely.
I know that, but
grim.
I mean, in terms of like lesbians, because even one thing on TV which stresses me out, even though now we do have a lot more like lesbians on television. Mm. Honestly, any like famous lesbians on like great TV shows, go back and look. So, for example, Emily Field's Pretty Little Liars. Mm-hmm. I love Pretty Little Liars. Yeah. But any kind of like scenes with the other girls, you'll have Spencer naked grinding on Toby on top of a Scrabble board.
Yeah, and
then you're
she's
like,
just there
like
giving a kiss on the
it's
cheek.
It's always
yeah.
a peck, and then or a really intense hug.
So that was what I was going to say because
Santana, RIP.
Yeah, oh my god,
oh my god, they
can't
speak
about Naira.
Why would you do that?
Yeah, don't do that. No.
I get on.
Get out of my
yeah.
Literally, I can't,
I know,
we
I'm
can't
sorry.
Talk about that right now,
I'm
guys.
Sorry, sweet
but anyway,
angel.
So that was what I was going to say was that in society in general, men are like raised to like be sexual and like. Be, like take advantage of their sexuality, whereas women have always been told to cover
wrap
up,
wrap it down.
Don't do that. You,
yeah.
like, you aren't allowed that.
Yeah.
So I think that that's what plays into like so. Picture like met like in a typical straight relationship. The stereotype is that the boy will always want sex, and the girl like is
yeah,
like, oh
done.
Well, you have to earn it or whatever.
Yeah.
So then. Say those stereotypes lead into actual
yeah.
behaviours, which
yeah.
the majority of
yeah,
the time
they
do.
Yeah.
So imagine then two men
yeah.
that have both been told their whole life,
yeah.
right, sex,
just
blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then imagine two women.
Just yearningly staring
like,
at each
yeah.
other.
So like,
knitting on
knitting,
the couch.
Yeah. Period dramas. Have you seen that new one that's coming out
yeah.
with Kate Winslet? Literally, there's a
scene. Elliot, we don't watch the same.
What are you talking
I know,
about?
What the hell are you on about?
Right, first of all,
this is not a film
you can't be gay if you don't know what your mum on about. And
I know
understand
about.
Yeah, it's just always about like gay yearning only exists with like lesbians,
right? Okay.
Yeah. Staring,
yeah,
staring
well that's the
brush.
Stuff that's put in
yeah.
that out
yeah.
there though. So then like for example, there's a full-on app, Grindr, that is literally the most mind-blowingly like it's weird
it's
that how
filth.
Easy you can
it.
Get onto anything and like match anybody anywhere near you. You don't need anything. Like, but there's not like a lesbian version.
We accidentally, I won't get into it, but we accidentally walked into a dogging spot the other day.
Oh,
yeah. We were literally just walking our dog, but there was a lot of men with the grinders
oh,
out
no.
and about. Literally, like a metal detector, like boop.
Oh, it was
no.
awful. Actually, I felt
why I don't like being gay.
And then
it makes me
us two wandering around going.
And we were, what's worse is like, our dog is called Ziggy, right? So we were there like, Ziggy, come here, boy. Ziggy. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy?
Don't
do it too loud because he'll probably
say,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But
yeah, it was funny. But still, and again, I think there's a few gay, like female gay dating apps, but they're nothing like Grindr.
Yeah.
It's
how
like
do you know?
Add in your star sign and your favourite like food and scent.
It's weird. Like,
do you know what our combined love is though?
What?
Astrology.
That's true.
You too?
No.
Like
gays and
lesbians.
Oh, right, not me. Everybody who I know, obsessed with it. I've never got... I think I'm a Capricorn?
No.
Capricorn.
Yeah, you're a fucking Capricorn.
Oh my God. No, but yeah, but I don't really know anything. I know that they're like successful and driven, so I probably, yeah.
Pretty I'm
accurate.
A Scorpio.
You can't relate.
So
are you a Scorpio?
Shady dog.
I know that
bitch.
They're like a bit...
Fiercely loyal, but also... Like, I keep you on your toes, you
oh,
know.
Yeah.
I'll smack
that's
a bitch if I need to.
Wow.
I'm Aries, so I'm like, I don't know what I am.
So you're like hairy.
I'm like hairy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Hairies. So, guys, we've gone over 15 minutes on this part.
Yeah.
So we're just going to deal with that. It's okay. It's all right. We'll
sorry, everyone.
It.
Hopefully you're still listening.
So, right, we're going to have a quick little break. I want to fill up my drink. And then we're going to answer some nice, cutie little questions that you've sent in.
Exciting.
Very exciting. So goodbye, everybody, and we will see you after. Hello. This is usually the part of a podcast where a company might pay me to read out some sort of advertisement for them, but unfortunately, that hasn't happened yet, so we've just got me sat here in my dressing gown. So I reckon, if you're a company, you should contact me at max.belegday@gmail.com and you should sponsor me. And if you're just a nice, lovely person listening at home, ring up a company and ask them to sponsor me. Other than that, just have a lovely day. And we are back, everybody. Woo! Ooh, a little bit exciting.
I hope you're still listening.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sorry if I've scared anyone away.
Nah, don't you worry, sis. Right, so we've got some lovely questions from some
I'm excited
people.
About this, yeah. I can't believe people actually, like, wrote
in. I know, it is, like, I find it weird because I put it out on a TikTok, and to be fair, this was, like, the most that I got, like, quickly, because usually I'll put a TikTok on and I'll say, like, please, like, send me any questions to do with this or whatever. And then, like, over the next few days. But obviously, I put this TikTok on yesterday and I said, like, I'm doing it tomorrow and got loads.
Yeah.
Absolutely loads. Yeah, so, thank you, everybody who sent them in. We did read over all of them, but, like, we have just picked two because we've chatted
shit. There
were
quite a few. Yeah,
there were quite a few. But, right, so, first one. This one is from Louise. Hi, Max and his sister and her girlfriend. Big fan of the pod, and have a quick question for your sis, if that's all right.
Ready.
Can you think of any times where you thought Max might be gay whilst you were growing up? From Louise. Right, I'm ready. Come on.
Yes.
I just don't think there can possibly be it. Like...
No, right. There are two standout moments for
me. Oh, God.
So firstly, he used to do stuff all the time when he was little, and everyone was like, he is camp, isn't it? Like, as a kid, he was just a very gentle, like, he was a sweet boy. He was always friendly.
I was like a little bit cutie.
You were so cute.
Aww.
And you had this little bob, and you were always friends with,
I've told them about my bob.
You were friends with, like, anyone that was, like, a bit of a loser or a little bit
Yeah,
odd,
right,
like,
that makes me sound like a loser, but I felt bad for them. I had, like, friends, but then if I ever saw somebody being, like, picked
yeah,
on.
Yeah, no, it was a very good
point. You fight for the underdog.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know why I always have.
I mean, never lose that, though, by the way. Because
it is nice, yeah. You always did.
Oh, lovely.
So you're a bit, like, of a gentle soul. And I'm already going to go off on a tangent. There was one time in America that was so funny when we were sat on this. Max had his little purple T-shirt on, his little bob, and he was sat there, like...
Did his T-shirt say, is it
hot
here?
And this American, this proper American, like, guy, we're at Disney World... went, hey there, little miss, scooch on over. And literally, we were all like, oh. And Max, bless you, you were mortified. You sobbed and sobbed. And everyone was laughing, and I was absolutely not laughing. I was like, you do not look like a girl. you do look like a little princess. And that's okay. But that's separate. But that was more of a misgendering issue.
Yeah.
It had nothing to do with sexuality. But still. And then for the first time, when I definitely was like, oh my God, he's queer as anything, was Max has already mentioned he used to do gymnastics. And your first podcast, you were like, I was sporty, I did gymnastics. But let me tell you the reality of this gymnastics.
Oh no.
Because you were a flexible youth.
Oh,
I loved it.
Legs overhead.
Yeah, you can't.
I could turn my body into a pretzel.
Yeah, you can't even crush your legs now.
I can't touch my feet. I can't touch my toes.
They did this thing at school called the gym and dance show. You probably it's very different. Like, New Zealand's very like America. Like, we don't really, like, sports aren't cool in England. Like, it's just not. So, like, we did this thing called a gym and dance show where everyone in high school does a little performance. But because I'm older than Max, Max's little gymnastics group was coming to the big school gym and dance show to do a debut.
Wait, is that where it was? Was it at the gym and dance show?
It was at St Wilfrid's on the big
stage.
Seriously,
I thought it were in, like, Royal Albert Hall.
Max, sweet, he was in a canteen.
Wait, what is the Royal Albert Hall?
It's the big one where the proms are.
No,
in London.
I thought it was a shit one in Blackburn as well.
Oh, Blackburn. Like, where the Royal Variety Show is.
You're
in Max
a school canteen.
Was
it? It must have felt very big. You were very little, but it was a school canteen.
It was your big moment.
So I stayed after school with, like, two of my mates.
How old am I here, by the way? I'm in, you like, year 5.
You would have been 9.
15.
About 9 or 10.
Oh, my God.
And it was about 9 or 10. No, about 10, I think.
Oh, dear.
And I said to my friends, like, listen, my brother's also doing this gymnastics thing, so he's probably going to do a few forward rolls. Like, let's just stick around after school and watch him. And I am not even joking. It was like, okay, I was like, okay, there's music, there's dancing. I wasn't expecting this because I'd never been to one because, like, gym and dance, what the fuck? And we sat down, and do you know that specific song, Punjabi MC?
Oh, yeah.
I'm not even going to try and sing it, but the one that everybody knows.
Yeah, yeah.
That song came on. It started with, like, do-do-do-do-do-do. It started with that.
It's like the dinga 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 dinga.
Yeah, that one.
The rock in the building.
I mean, maybe. But that came on, and then this group of about 15 girls shuffled on in these, like, spangly saris in a circle. So they all came in, like, da, 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 in a circle. And I was like, is this Max? Like, no, it's my forward rolls. And I was like, where is he? And then, I'm not even joking, the 15 girls all dropped to the floor like that. And Max was stood in the middle, arms up, in this baby blue, glittery, full lycra leotard, his little widget all in view, sat there and just went, did the dog screw in the light bulb with a little hit jig, like, dun, 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 dun. And it was the gayest thing I anybody has ever seen ever. And I was in actual shock. I was like, my mum turned around and went, I thought he'd be doing roly-poly. And I was like, what is he doing? And we pissed ourselves.
It was so funny.
It was so good. I remember my dad was there. Oh, my dad just went, bloody hell. And that was like all I remember.
You missed out the best bit.
What?
I got lifted up in the splits.
Yeah, in the air.
In the splits. By
and
my
they,
legs.
And they, oh, shit, sorry, my straw. And they twirled him around. He was literally in the middle, like, oh, the big finale. God. This little thing mincing around in the air full of glitter. And I was like, oh, my God. And my friend just literally went, your brother's well gay. And I was like, yeah, he is, isn't he?
Oh, my God.
And that was funny. But in my head then, I was like, I'm well gay, though. So the chances are it's probably just camp. Because I was like, there can't be two of us.
No.
I know it's me. Nobody else knows, but I know it's me. So it can't be him. And then
meanwhile, he's there going, it's me.
Yeah.
It can't be anyone else.
And then
she's just got really good mates that she has sleepovers with all the time.
And then the other time was, again, gymnastics related.
Oh,
I remember when I graduated uni, I got a job at home first. So I lived at home and commuted. So we actually spent quite a lot of time together then, like, because I didn't have any other mates because they were all still at uni or they'd fucked off.
Wait, no, you messed up the timings here. If you think I'm...
No, this is another time.
Right, go on then. Because when you graduated uni, I couldn't do anything flexible.
Could you not?
No, I were in, like, year 10 by then. Year 9.
Oh, I don't know. You just used to bounce in front of the telly doing the splits to the Kardashians. He used to watch Glee or the Kardashians and that was it. But he would sit about 3 inches away from the TV in a full split, like, bouncing on his crotch.
Oh,
and then you'd walk in and be like, can I watch telly? And he'd be like, I'm stretching. No, I don't know why.
Oh,
was
God.
It. But that was it. And then, yeah, and then it got to the point. And then the other thing was the obsession with the Kardashians that was
so
big.
I mean, come on.
No, we had a family meeting, Becky.
What, an intervention
about
intervention. The Kardashians?
Honestly, yeah. Because he would watch the Kardashians so intently, and if you came in and turned it over, he would go into a full hormonal teen rage and let loose and scream, and we had to have a sit down and just say it's not healthy.
One of the
Who's
biggest...
watching about 7 hours
Do you
a
have
day.
A favourite Kardashian?
I'd say at the minute, probably Kourtney. I feel like I used to be Khloe, then it were Kylie, now it's Kourtney, just because I can't be arsed with any of them.
I feel like Kendall's the only one that doesn't really do anything.
It's because of personality fell
apart from like the Pepsi ad, which
that's not good thing to do, is it?
But also the other massive family argument that one of the biggest ones that I won't get into the details of it, but it was really big, caused by a Glee. So I was watching Glee.
The Glee,
so,
I remember that.
Certain family member.
It wasn't me.
No, was like I. What was it? So I had said I'm watching the new episode of Glee when I come home.
When it airs.
That's it. When it airs. You're not like nobody's interrupting my schedule. I'd perfectly laid it out. Absolutely.
We were very
this
fortunate
is happening.
Enough to have two living rooms, and the front living room was literally the Glee Kardashian only living room.
The kitchen.
Yeah.
No.
No. Upstairs in Jack's.
Oh yeah.
So I'd scheduled it. I'd booked it in. This is my time. I get home from my dad's. And someone sat there, and I was literally, I flipped. I don't know why I got so angry straight off the cuff. I didn't even say, excuse me, can I just watch Glee? I was like, you know, it's 7 o'clock.
Matter.
I was like, it's that, and it was like season 4 when they had Sarah Jessica Parker in it. Ooh. And I was like, ooh. Kurt's just got his internship at Vogue. Like, I need to find just out what's happening.
You need
and
to know.
I was seething, and it caused the biggest, just because I was so horrible, it caused
the biggest.
There was
a fight, almost. Like
a physical fight.
A physical fight in the house. Yeah. And we don't, our house isn't like that. Yeah. I mean, no. We yell at each other.
Yeah, but you
lot,
don't fight.
Don't
you don't,
fight.
There's no fisticuffs.
There was a physical altercation, all because of Glee. So, yeah, basically, long story short, there was no identifying factors that I was gay, ever.
No,
like, no, not a single
But in all seriousness, you were campus Christmas, but I thought, he can't be gay because I am. And then when you got a girlfriend, I was like, meh,
yeah.
Maybe not.
Well, everybody,
maybe
all my everybody who was closest to me, all my like best mates, well, they said that it blindsided them.
Because
they
you used to hide your campness, though. Oh, do you know what he used to do? He used to download Glee songs on his little iPod and used to change the name to like 50 Cent. Jay-Z. But it was really like Kurt Hummel sings that song about sitting in a chair on a bed. That's literally
what chair is not a house.
Yeah.
The house is not a home.
Yeah, that one. But he would change it to like Gangster's Paradise.
I fully would. And I'd like log into the like iTunes and stuff to just change like the cover of them.
Oh, it that's literally right, big titties.
Big titty bitches.
Big titty bitches.
Oh my god. Right, so yeah, basically.
So it was complete shock.
Yeah, long
no
story short,
sure,
nobody thought I was gay at all. Right, no. Next question is from Claire.
Oh, I like
yeah, that. So I picked these questions and then I just shared them with them and Becky actually teared up at this
I know,
one.
I did.
I don't know whether her drink has got to her head, but
I
she
know.
Did tear up.
It did
so.
Tear up with, yeah.
Hi, my name is Claire, I'm 13 and I've recently started 8th grade. One of my close friends goes to the school I go to, but she's made other friends and she's stopped talking to me as much. I know she doesn't realise what she's doing, but it still hurts so bad to be replaced. Do you have any tips on how I should cope with feeling left out? Also, I just want to say thank you for the... I just want to say thank you for the content you make. You have made me stop crying on many occasions with your lovely voice and humour. Keep doing what you're doing. Much love, Claire.
Claire!
We love you, Claire.
Claire, you own my heart, Claire. I can't tell you enough. That is probably one of the nicest things anybody's ever said to me.
Probably,
and
yeah.
First little bit of advice. Claire, don't take that. Claire.
No.
Claire! Do you know what I mean?
Everything seems, I know it's like, everyone always says this, it seems a lot now, you're 13, everything seems like, especially your mates, the mates are like the biggest part of your world right now, and I get that, they were absolutely the biggest part of my world, but the best thing to do is to not take it personally, girls are little bitches, I was a little bitch when I was 13, everyone's a little bit of a bitch.
Horrible, absolutely horrible.
Absolutely horrible.
Also, Claire, have you tried talking to her as well? Because she might not realise what's going on.
Yeah.
You know, if you had like a kind word with her and was like, look, I really miss you, like super sincere about it, you know, maybe.
See, I'm pettier than that though.
Yeah,
I'd say
see you later, mate.
I wouldn't say see you later, I'd find better mates. Find another mate, right? Be so far up that mate's ass, every time your mate walks past, go,
yeah.
Do the classic thing.
Don't.
Be like, this girl is sick, and then you make her jealous, and then she might come crawling back. I mean, you can take the high road and have a conversation,
no,
but
Claire,
honestly,
don't.
Beck, girls are mean, and
girls in younger
that
school,
might be a bit of a weakness.
It is. I feel like when I was in high school, revealing your emotions is just like you get ridiculed for it. It's not a case of like, oh, I'm feeling this way, so can we have a chat about it? They'll literally, even if they're nice to your face,
they'll go
straight off, tell everybody, and then you get picked on more by more people. It's unfortunate, but it's unfortunate, but that is how it works. So Claire, I'd just say, keep your head held high. The majority of people that have not the best experience when they're in school thrive after it. And I 100%. Guarantee that your mate is a bit of a loser and will be a loser when they're older.
And it probably comes from your own mate's insecurities as well. 100%. She's probably just trying to find other friends. Is probably beating herself up, freaking out, thinking like, I've got to get loads of mates because I'm at school now. Like, I just think like I say, branch out, make some of the friends. Don't cut out your friend completely. Like, Max is a cruel, hard bitch, and he would do that.
Yeah.
But then also, don't go up to your friend and be as sincere as Becky said. I mean, find some middle ground.
Yeah, find the middle ground.
Honestly, Claire, like, I had no mates when I was 13, and, like, now I'm on Max's podcast.
Yeah! So see, you too could one day be on Max Belegde's podcast, honestly, Claire. You are. Yeah. Do you know what, Claire? You're on it now.
And you can tell your friends that we'll come for her.
Yeah, Claire, I'll send her.
I'm guessing you're American because the whole eighth grade thing, and I don't really want to go there right now because your whole political and COVID situation. But later, when you've sorted your country, sorted their shit out, I'll come round.
We'll be there.
Northern English people come and twatter, and she won't know what's coming. She will not know what's coming.
Specifically, if you live in California, we'll definitely be
there. Yeah, anywhere we're we'll meet you in New York.
New York, California, Portland, New Orleans. Where else is good?
I don't know.
Somewhere on the border of Canada. As long as I can see a bear or a whale, I'm in.
I'm not sure we'll be able to hang out in Vegas, but maybe when you're older.
Yeah, maybe when you're older. And also, Claire, like, just remember, well, you can't really remember because you've not experienced it yet, but friendship groups throughout school change all the time. They just switch up and change. Like, one year, it literally can be like you have a 6-week summer break, come back, and then all of a sudden one person don't want to be mates with you anymore, and you just grow with that. Like, also, the people that you're with right now, your friends, because you're forced to be with them every day.
Yeah.
Like, I've spoken about it in the past that, like, when you get older, you get to choose your friends more and more. So why not just use it as an excuse to do that?
Yeah.
Just pick out people that you actually want to be around. The fact that she's doing this to you shows that maybe you have, like, different morals and you probably aren't that similar, even though, like I've mentioned before as well, just because you've been friends with someone for so long doesn't mean that you owe each other the world. Like, you could be friends with someone for 50 years and then meet a better friend on your 51st birthday. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And like I said, if you just don't be too mean to her, always still say hello, still explain your pleasantries.
Be polite, because you're nice, Claire.
Yeah, but then find someone else. Like, maybe go into, like, art class or something. Look at the little weirdo sat on their arm, because I'll tell you what, they'll give you the best laughs.
Oh, my God, yeah. That's what I used to love. The people that, like, would like get picked on or something. Absolute banter.
Yeah. Absolute banter. They're usually the smart ones and they're usually the weird ones. Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they're the best people to talk to. Like,
100.
They're the ones that thrive.
Yeah.
When they're older.
Yeah.
That's what you want to be.
So, Claire, in conclusion, firstly, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
You're still alive. Everything's
the knocks
so
are what makes you as well.
Absolutely. Like, no.
Doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Anybody who is ever, like, have you ever, like, seen a famous person write, like, a autobiography and it's not had any struggles in it? No. Claire, you could be famous as fuck when you're older. You could write about this. This might be a bit egotistical, psychotic from my end. Yeah, I know.
Never.
But every single time I face a hardship,
you're right,
all that I think is, this can go in my autobiography. Get rejected by a company. Can't wait to write about this when I'm famous. Like, somebody bangs me over in, like, a relationship. You best believe you're getting written up here.
Yeah.
Like, Claire, use it to fuel you in the future and you will be fine. Claps for Claire. Love you, Claire.
Love you, Claire.
Right. Thank you so much, everybody who sent in questions. And we are going to have another quick little break. Then we're going to talk about something a little bit serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then something that we like and something that we don't like.
Oh, I'm excited for that.
I'm excited. So we will see you in a minute.
Bye.
Hello, it's me again. And in a shocking twist, I haven't found a company to sponsor me in that last couple of minutes. You know, it's not really all about the money for me doing this. I usually just like talking a bit of rubbish. But my bank account is a little bit upset, I'm not going to lie. So if you are a company, please contact me at max.belegde@gmail.com. And if you're not, just have a good day and enjoy the rest of the podcast. I hope it's good. And we are back with another cheeky little bit of... Oh, wait, I've not got it on. Oh, I do this every bloody time. Right, wait. It literally just makes me happy every time I hear it.
It's nice.
I don't know why. It makes me want to... Yeah! Right, so now is the part where we talk about something that's a little bit serious. Now, we've, like, covered many, like, different topics in the past. Well, I've only done 2 episodes, so I don't know what I'm on about. But Ellie actually has something now.
Yeah, I'm going to take this one. So, my little bit serious thing is that I am doing a ration challenge on the 13th of September, which is basically to raise money for Syrian refugees that are currently trapped in Jordan. And basically, it means that I'm going to eat for a week the rations that they get given. So this is basically like what these guys actually look forward to getting. Yeah. That's why
like
I
kind zero.
And I've seen it. It's literally like
it's a meal,
nothing.
Like it's a normal.
So it's basically it's about 150 grams of rice, and then it's some That's a little crazy. Bit of flour, about 50 dried chickpeas, one tin of red kidney beans, some tofu, and some vegetable
oil.
I'd
pass out. Yeah.
I'm concerned.
And didn't you earn oil because of like?
No, I've earned one egg and a broccoli.
Oh.
A bit of broccoli.
What did you have to do to earn it?
So you raise money, and then if you raise certain amounts. But basically, with all that was going on with all the, like, you know, like all the refugees coming over everything that was happening in the channel and all those awful news bots that
were
filming them coming over, like, I just got really, like, stressed out and wanted to do something. So I had a little Google, and this was, like, kind of the closest charity thing I could find.
Yeah.
And to be honest, I've already raised over £500 from donations.
Well.
Which is good. So basically what I'm going to do, I was meant to do it today, but I haven't, but I'm going to film myself like undoing my rations so people can see what I'm having. And again, the weird thing is what I am literally dreading, these poor bastards look forward. They are blessed. Yeah. If they get this ration kit from the charity, which is called Concern Worldwide, if they get that ration kit, they are lucky and they are grateful, and that is what's heartbreaking.
It's like in like school when you had to make that shoebox for Christmas.
Yeah, for the Christmas
and like
presents.
It really makes you think like, oh my God, this is like I'm giving like some like crappy tent
some, like
bouncy balls
and,
or something.
Yeah.
And this is actually what they're
it's
like.
Gonna make their
literally
makes
their world. Yeah. It's probably like less calories than like a Big Mac. Do you know
probably,
what I mean?
Yeah.
Like when you think about
I'm genuinely
it.
So basically this week I'm gonna start like just eating like cereal and small things to get used to it, because I'm actually, my fear is that I'm either gonna pass out at work
or I'm gonna smack
a colleague because I get angry.
You get angry.
And I'm scared because I have a pretty good relationship with my work colleague.
I cannot wait to order the most fanciest food.
I
am gonna be five star dining because I'm not doing it because I'm obviously heartless.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be getting all of the hanger directed towards me whilst I'm eating like the greatest meal.
I'm just going to eat in a different room.
Yeah,
but to be honest, my co-workers have been very supportive, so I think I'm
cuties.
Even though they've still not donated. I'm going to make them listen to this when it comes out, and I bet they all go, oh yeah, I'm going to do it, I promise.
And then they won't do it.
Well, I'm going to put the link to it in my Instagram. I'll do it after this comes out, and then I'll do the swipe up link to donate. I donated, I think like £10.
Yeah. You can put, so you can add your own amount. I know this is a bit of a plug, but it's not for me. It's for Syrian refugees.
Yeah.
don't be heartless.
Yeah. So basically it gives you, you little Belegdians. it gives you like a minimum like amount, but actually if you scroll down, you can add your own in. So like 50p or a pound would be huge.
Yeah. That's like really
like,
cutie.
That's
all
like, I'm asking for.
And you can write a little comment and say that you came
from
Max's Belegdi. Podcast.
But he is defo not getting a cut of those.
Yeah. Yeah. I might
use code Max.
I'll give you a chickpea. So basically, it's just raising money for them. So the money that's being raised is so that they can actually get ration packs and get like any kind of like humanitarian aid workers who are doing like medical tents and get medical supplies there.
It's basically keeping them alive.
It is. It definitely is. And like I said, some of these people have been there for like months and months and some years. So it's basically me trying to begin to understand what they're going through the tiniest way.
While
just
you're in like a nice place. Like,
whilst I'm living in zone 2 in London and going to work with my friends and like very, very privileged lifestyle.
Yeah.
But basically.
And also raising money for them.
Yeah,
so it's good.
That's the plan. So
it's all good.
So,
and very proud of you.
Oh, thank you.
I don't know how you're going to do it because I would honestly.
No, I am.
Honestly, Max, like I hope you've got room in your double bed because I'm going to be coming on in.
I thought you
were going to send me. But no,
I'm there.
I'd pass out me, but very proud.
Thanks,
well done. I'll put the link on my story, and then I'll put that story in my highlights.
Oh, thank you.
So then you can all swipe up, do the little donate it. Just 50p a pound, like she said. Tell her that you came from a little bit of Beleg Day, and
great.
That will be absolutely lovely.
I'm going to pop some updates on my Instagram
as
well.
Yeah, I'll put yours
so
on.
You can,
I'll put yours on it.
You can watch my emotional journey.
Yeah. So,
which I imagine is going to be just rage. A lot of rage and
could,
misery.
I couldn't
we'll
do
see.
It, I'm not going to lie. You're a very you're a good person. She proper puts me to shame all the time, but to be fair, I am sick, so I don't really mind.
I
but
thought you meant, like, ill, like, I'm too
yeah,
good.
I was like, is there something
that's
you
not all I am.
Sick.
I was like, what? You're sick?
right, so guys, now we've got the
little
bit
serious.
It was, you know, a little bit lovely, a little bit serious. Now we're going to talk about something that we like. And something that we don't... Oh, fuck. And something that we don't like.
No!
So what you might not know is Max has a tremor, so
yeah.
that's why he does press
oh,
buttons
yeah,
a lot.
Oh, yeah, watch me. So
yeah.
my hands shake at all times. I don't know if I've mentioned this before.
I don't think I have.
So at all times, my hands shake. They always have ever since I was born, haven't they? And it really
you
messes
came
up
out
my life.
Vibrating.
I hated myself for that.
Disgusting. Why isn't that on there yet? That was my one request for your soundboard.
Next time. So, Becky, what's one thing that you like? Go on, tell me. What's the one thing that you like?
So, mine's a bit controversial,
oh,
I think.
Oh, bloody hell.
And I'm going to extend it out from like to like love.
Oh,
but with a caveat, right? So,
with a caveat. What's that?
No, caveat.
No, this is a classic.
Yeah,
you're not understanding each other's accents. He's saying caviar and she's
caveat.
Saying caveat.
What the hell is a caveat?
Oh, Christ almighty.
All right. For those of you who are more intelligent than Max, right, my love is Jisglen.
Oh.
But...
Get that out of my face.
But with the caveat,
what?
Pre-hoodie.
What's the caveat?
Let me just explain, right? So Max, caveat is like, I love this thing, but like...
Despite this.
In spite of this, right? So,
and if you don't know about the
condition.
Hoodie, does anyone... Right, so Jess Glynn went to a restaurant called Sexy Fish in London.
Which is
a
Rita Ora's restaurant,
yeah.
isn't it?
It's a what?
Isn't it Rita Ora's restaurant?
She literally did the promo.
Sexy Fish, if you want to sponsor Max.
Hi, Sexy Fish. Email me at max.belegday@gmail.com. So she tried to get into there, but she wasn't meeting the dress code. She was wearing joggers.
She dressed like shit.
Yeah, she was wearing like old designer. Like she had like Gucci on, but she looked like shit.
She looked like rubbish.
Yeah. And basically, they didn't let her in.
She had
so
a
hood
up as well. That's
yeah,
a big no-no.
She looked sketty balls.
She did.
So basically, Sexy Fish.
She looked
fish,
like she needed
like,
a wash.
Yeah,
she
Sexy
like.
Fish went.
But also, Jess Glynn, if you're listening to this, like.
Becky loves you.
I still
no,
love you.
Jess Glynn's
in spite
no,
of the hoodie.
No.
We actually bumped into
I bumped
Jess
into
in Jess Camden.
Glynn. Well, we right. say bumped in. I basically had a panic attack.
Becky
and
just
ran
sweated
away.
Profusely at her whilst making eye contact and ran out.
Yeah.
Oh no.
She didn't play it cool.
I mean, I didn't play it cool, but
no.
that's a whole nother story.
Right. Well, basically, yeah, Jess Glynn. Personally, for me, that's a big fart. But, you know, if you like that, that's you.
Each to our
that's
own.
You.
For me, it's a definite.
No.
That's the difference. Do you know what? Full circle. That's the difference between gays and lesbians, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Jess Glynn.
But I don't like it.
Yeah, but
okay,
right,
I'm
okay,
an
okay.
animal.
Yeah, yeah, right. What's yeah. something that, to be honest, you don't really like?
No!
Well, okay, again, a little bit potentially controversial.
Is it? I'm excited.
Yeah, don't like mittens.
Oh, God, you crazy bitch.
I know, but do you know why? As in, like, socks for your hands.
Lock her
because
up.
The food...
Lock her up. Jesus Christ. Right, I knew inviting you here was a bit of a risk, because I know that you're a bit of an outlandish character, but...
Max is
going to
get
think...
cancelled.
I didn't think...
yeah.
I didn't think you'd be coming out with stuff like that.
Yeah, I know, right? So, reason why is, what are you doing with all your fingers? All
that's
they're
what
doing...
your mum said last night.
Oh my god.
No!
Right, go. What are they doing? Nothing. They're
no.
just bound together, getting sweaty, vibrating no. up on each other.
That's what your mum said last night.
Oh!
It's too easy! It's too easy! It's too easy!
Sorry, isn't
it's
that
too
what?
Easy? That's what your mum said.
My mum's your mum.
Oh my god. Oh,
don't you mean
work?
Your mummy?
Oh, enough, too far.
Oh my
too
god,
far.
That is actually too
disgusting.
Far.
Disgusting.
Right,
so anyway,
that's
me.
Right, Ellie, what's something that you like? Oh, I love doing that, guys.
Okay, what I like, again, like love, is I like trash American teen drama TV with multiple episodes you can get deep into. I'm talking...
That's what your mum said last night.
Again, my mum is your mum.
All right, no, I'm sorry. I've got to stop that.
I'm talking Gilmore Girls, Glee.
Girls.
Gilmore Girls. Gilmore...
Mommy, no. Gilmore Girls, Glee, The American Office, Pretty Little Liars, Parks and Rec, Schitt's Creek, Modern Family.
Yeah.
There are so many.
Yeah, fair
enough. I'm talking like Waste My Life Away, yeah. Live Vicarious. If
love
they've
that.
Got
I love
some,
a cheeky Modern Family.
If they've literally got a... in there as well. I am in. But yeah,
right,
that's
what's
what
something
I like.
That you dislike then? Wait, I need to do the... Oh, where is it? Where is it?
No!
Okay, so this is a bit... Again, I'd say this is actually is controversial. Mm. As someone who is a
lesbian,
it's a bit controversial for me
oh
not
God.
To like it.
Oh
also,
God,
I have friends
I
that I've pretended to like this to.
Oh, what is it?
Okay. And some of them are going to be upset that I say this.
It?
I don't like cats.
Oh!
I don't, and I've tried.
Fair enough.
I've really tried. Yeah. And I've got one friend who has a cat, and she loves that cat so much. And I love how much she loves that cat.
Yeah.
That I like.
Mm.
And he's cute. And I'd love to meet him and give him a stroke.
Yeah.
That's it. Any other cat? I've had other friends. I've even had
kittens. I can't stand the cat. I'm not going to lie, Ellie.
They scratch you.
Ellie,
yeah.
They're horrible.
They don't
want to
cuddle
Why would
you
want a pet that is planning to claw you? Like,
your demise. It's planning your demise.
Literally,
your
they're actual rancid. Like, bit right, little side note. I've just moved to London, new flatmate, don't know if she's listening, probs not, don't even think they know my second name anyway. A little bit.
My name.
They got, so she was like, I just moved in and she was like, oh, I need to look after my mate's cat. And I was like, and annoying, but I just moved in that day, so I can't exactly say, like, no.
You're also a little bit allergic to cats, aren't you?
I am a little bit allergic to, so I was like, no, not keen on that. But if, like, I'm sure that she'll be respectful, just stay in a room, like, whatever. Guys, cut two, it's been 2 months, that cat bounces around my house, shit box in my bathroom, I don't know what
and
it's called.
It's not a big...
Kitty litter.
Big shit box. Big kitty litter. Bit shit box.
Is that a drag queen?
Kitty litter.
Yeah, probably,
kitty,
yeah.
Kitty litter,
I bet it is. Kitty litter shit box. And in the bathroom, hate it. Hate cats. I tried to touch it. It looks at me weird. I see
has
it after a night out.
Hair everywhere.
Hair everywhere.
It's
shed, so,
it's shed like a motherfucker.
So, that's basically why you're gay. So there's not hair everywhere.
Yeah.
What? Because women molt, don't they? Like, I molt.
I thought
everywhere.
You were making
you
a joke about pussy.
You are so gay, you forget that... You just forgot men have a lot of body hair. That's
yeah.
how gay you are.
Oh my God.
I'm thinking, what on earth are you on about?
No!
Right, lovely. Right.
But yeah,
cats. Get out of my face.
I mean, I'm open to it. I mean, prove me wrong. Show me
a
cat.
Yeah, show me a cat that's
show
gonna
me a cat
prove
that
me wrong.
Gives me a little cuddle, gives me a little licky loo in a nice way.
Yeah.
Gives
me
that's
what your mum said last
time.
Oh, stop
it!
Your tongues are like sandpaper.
I know, but I don't mind that. It's just more the fact that they're like.
Don't mind that.
I don't mind
right,
that.
Right,
okay.
right.
I just
my
love
God.
That.
Disgusting.
Right, my God. Cats, get that out my face. Had enough. I completely agree. Couldn't
can
agree
we get
more.
My dog in just to show the people at the end?
They can't see Ellie.
It's a podcast, Ellie.
I
no.
It's on YouTube.
Well,
yeah,
it is.
But we're
but
not bloody
what?
Totting off over
but they
there.
Can do that. What's it called? The ASMR.
No, we're
what
not
is
doing
that.
Is that
ASMR? ASMR,
yeah.
It's like auto-sensory
yeah.
motion
okay,
reality.
Well, if anybody does want to see my six-month-old Cavapoo puppy, who is adorable, then he also has his own Instagram page. Max, you can link to that because you're not
what
giving people
it?
What
tell
they
it
want.
What it is.
What is it?
Ziggy Starpup.
Is it?
Right.
I'm going to find it. You do your thing weird. And I'm going to plug him at the end.
Right, okay. I'm doing my like now. So something that I... Wait, where's my button? What do I... What? Oh, I didn't even say it correctly. Something that I like, okay. I like it when celebrities use their platform to support LGBT people.
Yes.
And I'm specifically
yes.
talking here about Jade from Little Mix. Jade Thirlwall, if you are listening, I think you're the sickest person in the whole entire world. I'm obsessed with you. I think that she's intelligent, clever, little bit Little Mix. Talented, beautiful,
yeah.
uses her platform. To be fair, all the girls in the... I don't know why I'm shouting. I'm
you
sorry.
Are, I feel...
I, was just
like,
I feel attacked.
But, like,
okay.
it's
sorry,
all positive
sorry.
And it's all love.
No, obsessed.
All, yeah.
I just think, absolute legend. She uses any opportunity that she can to raise it up. She's not, like, in
is
the
Jade,
LGBT...
Is Jade the nice, cute little Geordie one?
Yes.
I know, I'm not...
Yeah. Two of them are Geordie. Perry's blonde Geordie.
Yeah.
Jade is brown-haired Geordie. Yeah.
yeah.
Absolutely like lovely. Yeah. Absolutely adorable.
She
doesn't
take shit on Twitter. She's that one.
No, she's a legend. She's a legend. All of it. Like
speaks
when they're
out for trans rights a lot.
Yeah, when they're in interviews, they all look to her to like say stuff because she's so quick witted. Because she moved to London.
She's a funny one, isn't she?
After they won X Factor, she moved to London by herself. And she met like loads of like gay people and like drag queens and everything.
She just walked around Soho going, "I'm in a band."
Yeah,
I met Talitha.
And all the gays are like, "Yeah,
yeah." But like, and you can just tell like she's so quick witted. She's so intelligent. Like I can't even tell. Oh, I just love it. She uses her platform well. All the rest of them do. Like Leanne speaks out a lot about
they're
black
all
issues.
Nice girls, aren't
they're
they?
All bloody lovely girls. Guys, I love a little bit.
They
of
get legitimate. A lot of like grief as well, which they do. Not
yeah, they only get a lot of grief from people being like, oh, they're for kids, like, blah, 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 or like, Piers Morgan
Man.
Or something.
Oh, yeah,
it's like,
he's just a walking
exactly,
fart,
no,
I've
already talked about
awful.
Him. He's absolutely grim. Right, anyway, love it, love that. Love a little bit of Little Man.
Yeah.
Little
I feel like I'm going to...
Guys, no, I just didn't... I just did not speak English then. Little bit of Little Mix.
You're speaking
on,
in tongues. Yeah. I was just going to say, I think I'm going to make... Because like you and Martha love them so much, I think I'm going to make more of an effort, you know?
I listen to them.
Ellie,
I listen
me
to
and Martha
rigs.
Go to... Martha's our younger sister. We go to like a Little Mix concert once a year.
I know you do. Oh, I never get fucking invited.
Yeah, because you don't like Little Mix.
I know, I'm too busy to listen to Spice Girls.
We're going to have a full episode about that though anyway.
Oh,
right, yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to talk about like girl bands and the different. Right, anyway, sorry, going off topic. Going off topic.
Go
right.
What do you
something,
not like?
Something that I don't like. Is when, on the other hand, celebrities do queer baiting.
Boo.
And if you don't know, and if you don't know what this is, if you don't know what this is, it's when they pretend to be like sexually like ambiguous or something like. Like that's not the right word.
That's
it?
What no. That little Jonas brother did. Didn't
yeah,
it?
Nick Jonas. So yeah.
Nick
how
Jonas.
Old did I sound?
Yeah, I know.
That
little
Jonas.
Jonas
Nick Jonas.
Nick Jonas did it. Yeah,
did he?
Yeah, going on the cover of like gay magazines
gay,
and everything,
yeah, like
doing
times.
Interviews where he's like, I just like fall for people's souls. Or
oh,
something.
Yeah,
that's just what they say. Demi it's Lovato like, got to be said. I know we're all Demi Lovato stands
we
in
are.
Well, at least in this room. Anyway,
it's the whole fall for the soul thing. Just say it. You either buy or you pan.
Yeah,
what are you?
What is it?
Bring it out.
Also, too,
not,
some people don't like labels, and that's okay.
Okay,
well.
Yeah,
I
but also
that, but
they're not. But
know.
Also, they don't like labels because they don't actually want to be that or identify
yeah.
as that, and their
it's
manager
thing,
is telling
it's
them.
It's called the pink dollar. Is what it's called.
Oh,
so you have
okay.
The silver, is it the silver pound or whatever they call it for the
oh.
old for targeting old people in a market.
All right,
but
right.
there's now the pink pound. Oh Christ, that sounds like a gay porno, doesn't it?
Pink pound.
Pink
oh
pound.
My God.
Be,
get that in my face.
That'd be a great gay bar name.
Oh yeah, it would do.
That would be. But anyway, pink dollar. Let's say that.
It's true.
But it's,
that
it's
makes
trying
sense,
to get
so. It
gay
is.
People's money.
And I at first thought that about Harry Styles as well, but I've recently come to the conclusion
I know,
that I don't. Think.
I know a story about Harry Styles.
Yeah. Hello everyone. This is Max in the future editing this. Ellie just decided to tell a story that may or may not have been about Harry Styles, and I've decided that I don't really want it in there because I'm not trying to get sued. I fell out with my landlord over 45 quid. I've not got enough money to get sued off that sort of, you know, thing. So we're going to jump a little bit ahead now. Right, so something happened. Ellie brought up something there that was a little bit too confidential and may get us like... So, you know, we're not trying to get sued. We're not trying I'm not trying to get cancelled. We're not trying to do any of
it's
that.
Fine. It's going to be edited in post. It'll be
yeah, so it's
be
edited
fine.
In post. And yeah, so you've probably just joined us back now.
Yeah,
and
so we'll just carry on about queer
baiting.
Yeah,
so I was just on about queer baiting. Demi Lovato, perfect example. In her documentary, she's giving it, oh, I've changed my Tinder to, I like girls as well. And then, like, fair enough. Like, I'm not trying to judge anybody's sexuality. Like, it's perfectly okay that maybe 90% of the time she wants to be with a man and 10% of the time she wants to be with a woman. But genuinely, there's not a single part of me that thinks that she's not just doing it because her manager's telling her to.
Also, I think it's important to note that it's not just celebrities that do this. Actually, TV shows do it a lot.
Mm.
So a massive thing that a lot of TV shows will do is that they'll introduce like a gay like ship that like people can stand, and then... What they'll do is, if it's a lesbian, they'll kill them. They always kill them. Yeah, yeah, this is an actual thing. Do. They so there's them actually a lot. An event has come out of this called Klexicon.
In Hollyoaks, that lesbian get killed.
Yeah. That was the that. First. That was the first lesbian storyline.
Don't even get me started on Kate
in like
and
the early 2000s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they always. Yeah.
Oh my god!
Someone actually did a study on like lesbian relationships in popular TV shows, yeah. And it was something insane. Like 80% of the time, they're horrifically murdered because they're used not as a whole character. With other elements of their storyline, apart from the fact that their entire storyline is they're gay, it's a secret, they've broken up a marriage, oh no.
Yeah.
And then when they get together, they kind of think, oh, well, they've ruined the marriage now, well, there's been the big sex scene, we actually don't want to utilise them, so we'll just kill them off in a dramatic way, and the other lesbian is then devastated, but then eventually gets with a man. And then they're fine.
Jesus
this
Christ.
Happens a lot. So an entire, do you know, like Comic-Con?
We spend a lot of hours watching TV just to have our favourite character die.
Oh my days.
Yeah.
That's
so
fuming.
It's like an actual thing. So like, do you know Comic-Con in America?
Yeah.
There's a lesbian Comic-Con called Klexicon.
Yeah.
That is basically off the back of like a pairing in, I think it's from the show The 100.
Yeah.
I can't remember what, I think they're called Clark and Alexa.
Clark and Alexa, yeah.
Alexa, that's it. Clark and Alexa. And they get together and then like one of them's just horrifically murdered out of nowhere.
Oh my days.
So people were like, lesbians were like, enough is enough. And they literally made an entire con, like a convention, where now lesbian like actresses or people who portray lesbian characters go and like just go and hang out in like convention centres.
Bloody
with
hell.
Lesbians. Yeah.
Well,
like
do you
thing.
Know what? I take it back. I don't like the lesbian slaughter that's going on in the media.
Save us!
I don't
Save
like us. It. Yeah. I hope you two make it through this podcast without dying. I might kill you off in the editing.
I know.
Yeah.
It's worth it. Imagine. It's just what happens. Yeah. It's awful.
Well, do you know what then? I really don't. Do you know what? I really don't like that.
Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks,
don't
Matt.
Like that.
Thanks
so,
for the
yeah.
Support.
Done
yeah.
it. Right.
Love it.
Guys, do you know what we've done? We've only gone and smashed it. We've done a little bit of a podcast.
Oh.
We made it through a little bit of the leg day.
I'm
happy. I feel like.
Do you think we did all right?
Yeah.
We've gone a bit over. I can only apologise.
Yeah,
if, like,
it's all right. We've gone over
like
10-15 minutes, whatever. But
okay.
I genuinely think it's got. Well, I mean, I've not heard it yet. I don't know what we said. I'm sure.
I can't remember half.
All you need to do is rate it 5 stars.
Yeah, that's all.
Only 5 stars.
Don't forget, contact a company and tell them to sponsor me because that's fun. That's lovely, isn't it?
There is
LGBT
that.
Companies, let's get that sorted. And as well as that, I don't know what my next. I think my next one is going to be about university or something to do like something along those lines. But any questions that you have to do with literally anything, like it doesn't have to be about uni. Anything that you want, like I like the ones like today that like lead to like stories about like us.
Yeah.
Like ask questions like about like me, about my family, like whatever.
If you found Max comparatively dull compared to me, I understand. So feel free. You can forward things on to me.
Oh, get it, Max.
You know, if you wanna, I'm gonna plug my baby's Instagram, and by my baby I mean my puppy, which is Ziggy Starpup, which is Z with a 1 and then Ziggy_Starpup.
Oh my god.
He's so cute. Just go and see how cute he is. He's got a bow tie.
Oh, well, do you know what? I've worn a bow tie before, but
yeah, but
right.
You didn't look as cute.
Yeah,
the
same.
I did.
It wasn't the
lies.
Same.
Lies, absolute. Get that
it wasn't
in my
the
face.
Same.
Right. So, thank you very much for listening. Any questions, send them to balegde.questions@gmail.com. Thank you, Becky. Thank you, Ellie. No,
you're
I was gonna
you are so welcome.
Thank you, Ellie.
You're welcome.
Thank
mate.
You both of you for being on
you're
it.
You're welcome.
I've had a bloody brilliant
thanks
time.
For allowing us to be your first guest.
Yeah, I know. A little bit exciting, really.
I'm going to put this on my resume now.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm going to post it to my LinkedIn.
Seen,
so professional.
As seen on
little
A Little Bit of Belinda.
Yeah, right. So thank you, everybody, for listening. I was going to say watch it. You could be watching.
Could be watching.
Are you watching, in which
Bye.
Case... We look really nice, so I recommend that you would. But if you're just listening...
I no longer look like a Karen.
I hope you had a really good time and have a lovely day.
Yeah. Bye, Belinda.
Bye.
Bye,
everybody.